Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Yesterday I was supposed to send you a message, but sometime I delay it or I miss it just for a reason, to see how many people will reply and want the message. And again, only a few and the rest do not care. One brother, his name is Abid, he sent me a question after he sent his reply. Hopefully, I will try to resend it and let you hear it or read it by yourself. But in his reply, after he replied about all the verses I give or some of them, because all of you guys, mashallah, you are delayed by many weeks. Anyway, he said, how a slave can reach the level of ihsan in which he worship Allah as if he is seeing Allah. And when Allah in Quran say that no eyes can behold him. Okay, you see, my dear brother in Islam, we remember the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the authentic hadith in Bukhari, about when a man came dressed white, has no sign of traveling, and he came to sit in the front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he asked him question about him, about it, what is Islam, what is Iman, what is Ihsan. And he tell him Ihsan, to worship Allah like you are seeing Allah, and if you cannot see him, he is seeing you. A lot of people who are not deep or understand Arabic language, they forget something in Arabic. This hadith is again a metaphor of a complete vigilant, alert, and istiqama, steadfast, and in a state of called mushahada. Doesn't mean you see him. By this way, again, my brother, doesn't mean you see him. Nobody can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until yawm al-qiyamah. If Allah allow you, and if you be among them, make dua inshallah and said ameen. This is one of the highest level, and not too many people will have it. Now, by this way in here, to worship Allah like you see him, doesn't mean you are physically see him. To explain it to you, if you have a love or respect, really believe in someone, you said, oh, I'm visioning the person. I remember the person. You are in my thought. You are in my dream. You are in my heart. You are in my feeling. This is really a real pure state of love and respect. What about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By this way, again, I want to emphasize about nobody will see him physically or really see him. But it is a state of being alert, vigilant, is you are in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, you can remember the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when one time in the morning, he passing by, one of the companion, his name is Haritha, and he said, Ya Haritha, kayfa asbahta? How you get up? He said, asbahta mu'minan haqqan ya Rasulullah. And if anybody remember the hadith? He said, Ya Haritha, be careful. Meaning, don't rush of your talk. لِكُلِّ قَوْلٍ حَقِيقَةً. To every word had a truth. What is the truth about what you said? And he gave the explanation. And in the end, I the end of the hadith, he said, Ya Rasulullah, and I always believe I'm in the front of Allah, and Allah will judge me, and Jannah in my right, Jahannam in my left, and I do not know where I'm going. And in the end of hadith, he said, Alimta falzam, you know, hold tight. By this way, in here, the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this can take a huge lecture, at least one time, two time, three time, 1 month, 2 months, because this is the biggest topic. But again, I'm trying to emphasize one point. It is a state of mushahada, or a state of vigilant, is Allah in the front of you. And this is why the other hadith, the part of the hadith, and if you cannot see him, he see you. Again, it's called the vigilant of muraqaba, the vigilant of he is watching you. If you ask me, my brother Abd, all of us is negligent and too far of ihsan. Very far. Very far, my brother. And even Iman, if you ask me, we are too far from Iman. And what we have a skeleton of Islam. Skeleton. By the way, if you're looking in your daily life, how many women you are a Muslim, how many women you are not a Muslim? Very scary. Because Islam is a status. Status, submission, believe. The majority of us today, we are submission to shaitan, submission to the nafs, submission to internet, submission to Facebook, submission to internet, submission to places, submission to mall, submission to dunya. By this way, if you look at the early people, how you even go to the steps of this level? If you ask me today, our life 99.9.9 dunya and one tiny percent of a million percentage of akhirah. You're lucky. Ask yourself how many minutes a day I think about akhirah. How many minutes a day I think about Jannah? How many minutes a day I think about Jahannam? How many minutes a day I think about Yawm al-Qiyamah? How many minutes I think about my death? How many minutes I think about the journey after death? How many minutes I think about the grave? 99.9.9. People even do not want it. It become a topic, ya abid, unwanted, as undesirable. Talk about Allah, akhirah, is undesirable topic. People vomit. But talk about dunya, they bubble. Talk about nonsense, they bubble. Talk about anything of this dunya is bubble. Food, clothing, this and that, the daily routine is a bubble. This is the truth, ya abid. And now, forget about everything I said. Go to chapter Fussilat, verse 30 to 36, especially 30, 31, 32. Read it carefully. And what it means, istiqama. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Those who said, Allah is my Lord, and steadfast with it. By this way, my dear brother in Islam and sister in Islam, I beg you for Allah, go listen to my lecture about time. And if Sister Zuhra listen to me, promote that, ya Zuhra. Promote the link, promote in WhatsApp, promote it in the website, because believe it or not, we in it, we really deep in it. I am in it, ya Abid, I am in it. I'm in a constant struggle, how to have the thought for Akhirah. Because today, for Abid, everyone the enemy of Islam. Everyone is the enemy of journey of Iman, including even your own family. Because nobody want Akhirah. People vomit about talking about Allah, astaghfirullah al-azim, and akhirah. I'm talking about Muslim, or call themselves Muslim. The moment you talk about anything to do with Iman or akhirah, is unwanted. And once you talk about any nonsense, mashallah. By this way, please, you know, this is a journey, a journey. And your name is Abid, beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you live as Abid, die as Abid, resurrected as Abid, enter the grave as Abid, and be Allah accept you as Abid. Remember one sheikh in Egypt, his name Kishk rahmatullah alayhi, all his khutab, all his life, he want only one thing, only one. You know what he want? He want to die in sajda. You know? He want to die in sajda. Wonder what happened, Ya Abid. Every khutbah for almost 30 years, he always, every week and every khutbah, he said, oh Allah, you bear witness. The only dua I want to die in sajda. And what happened, Ya Abid? He died in sajda. He died in sajda yawm al-jum'ah. How lucky he is. But look what he want. Look what he want. Look all his life what he want. I remember when I was young, he has five daughter, or four, something like that. And one of the session, he said it loud and clear. Because I'm poor, nobody knocking the door want to marry my daughters. But believe me, he said it by his tongue. I do not make dua for them. I make dua to Allah for Allah to take me in sajda. Look at his iman. Look at his ikhlas. Look at his istiqama in dua. And look at us, Ya Abid. Look at us, Ya Abid. By this way, we in it, big time. By this way, to reach this level, to be in this journey, you really have to hold tight and run away the maximum you can, be alone the maximum you can, because today, Abid, I said it loud and clear, everyone is the enemy of Islam, including your own family. Everyone the enemy of Akhirah. Everyone wants to promote dunya. The moment you talk about akhirah, again, people vomit, do not want it. Anything to please shaitan is everybody for it, 100%. Imagine how I feel, Ya Abid. I feel choked. I don't feel like going out. And when I go out, I'm choking. Like a fish came out of the water. Because once you get out, if you have a dot of iman, you see everything attracted to what? Dunya, 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 dunya. Find out how many times you go even shopping for any basic and you remember Allah. You remember death. And you forget, we can die any moment. We can die any moment. Do we believe that? What about all the people who suffer? Do we think about them? Do we have even 5-10 minutes making dua for them? Anyway, I hope I answer your dua, your questions. It's a journey. And the lucky who died as a Muslim. You're lucky if you died as a mu'min. You're super, super, super lucky. This is a VIP. This is the highest status to die as a muhsin. But this not a talk, is not a link I send you and a link you send me. Is a mujahada, is a struggle. Struggle. It might end up you need to run away completely. Because again, may Allah forgive me, but this is the truth. All of us, the enemy of Islam, the enemy of Akhirah. Because we're not supporting ourselves for goodness, we're supporting ourselves to think very bad, even with good deed. May Allah save us. May Allah save us. This is my responsibility of what I said. I'm responsible. I'm responsible of what I'm saying. I bear witness to Allah. Every word I said it is purely to Allah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from being negligent of Akhirah, negligent of Yawm al-Qiyamah, negligent of the presence of Allah, negligent of the moment of death. May Allah save us from ourselves, our shayateen, our evil of our nafs. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us the keys of goodness, the lack of evils, until we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم ضع البركة والنور والقبول فيما أفعل وفيما أقول وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. If you look, my dear brother and sister in Islam, to ourselves, about jealousy, envy, hate, greed, long hope, talk about next year, next year, next year, next month. You see, long hope is a sickness. Loving dunya is a sickness, is the mother of all sickness. And do you think we are aware about it? No. Like one sheikh, he said something so beautiful. He said, all the sins Allah forgive, except one. We know it's shirk. This sheikh, he said to the student, no. He said, why? He said, because everybody can make tawbah. But people who love dunya, they do not know they love dunya. Nobody believe he love dunya. By this way, you will never make tawbah from it. And you keep running after it until you die. I beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put barakah and nur al-qabool in my word and make me first belong to akhirah and not make me the son of dunya. Read the hadith about it. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created dunya in an ugly, ugly old woman in yawm al-qiyamah, and he will call, where is the son of daughter who loved dunya? Follow it and take them to Jahannam. Please, read the ahadith about loving dunya. And believe it or not, I have a collection of a lot of verse of loving dunya. Please, Yasara, if you remember, I send it to you one day. It's called Ayat of Loving Dunya. Just Ayat. And you can check the ahadith. Spread it too with this. It's too long, but you can have it or tell Zuhra to add it in the link and spread it. We forget what Allah said about loving dunya. By this way, you cannot have ihsan and you're acting like a joker. You cannot act ihsan with iman when you are 90% or 90% of your time, your thought, your love, your emotion, your money, your desire, everything for dunya, and after that you said akhirah. We're playing game. We're playing game with our own soul, with our own destiny, with our own final chapter. May Allah save us. Wallahi, may Allah save us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.